there's plenty happening outside the Guildhall this evening. People catching the last few sun rays. There are teenagers skateboarding here in Guildhall Square, and people just making their way home from work too. What they don't know is that a new mayor for Derry and Strabane District Council has just been elected, the DUP's Hilary McClintock. And as I walk back into the Guildhall, well, there are loads of family and friends inside here waiting to congratulate Mayor McClintock as soon as they see her, because she's quite busy. There's been a very busy woman all year, probably the most photographed woman in Derry and Strabane, Alicia McCallion. How are you feeling?
Delighted everything went well. I'm delighted everything went well for the new mayor, and I want to wish her all the best in the future, and indeed the deputy mayor as well. It's actually a very symbolic day, because I'm not sure if you're aware or not, but that was actually the very first time a DUP mayor has accepted a chain from a Sinn Féin ex-mayor. So it just goes to show you where we are as a society here in the city. So I was delighted to do that honour and present Alderman McClintock with her chain of office.
Before, we had a situation where the incoming mayor didn't accept the chain being put on their neck. Isn't that the case?
Yes. In the past, no unionist mayor would have accepted a chain from the party in which I represent, which is obviously Sinn Féin. So I'm delighted that we've moved past that.
Mayor McClintock, well, you were far too busy earlier for me to have a quick word with you. You're free now, and what a beautiful setting here. The Peace Bridge is just behind you. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling really excited and really honoured now to become the first citizen of this council, the second mayor. It's just a brilliant feeling, and it's lovely to have all my family and friends and my colleagues here tonight as well.
What challenges are you expecting to face this year?
Probably the biggest challenge is going to be managing the council meetings. There's so many comments there tonight about handling the council meetings, so that will be a challenge in itself, but I'm looking forward to all the challenges and to meeting lots of people and to lots of new experiences.
And for the first time tonight, a Sinn Féin mayor handing over the chain, the mayoral chain, and putting it around your neck. You're a DUP councillor, so that happened for the first time tonight. Pretty significant.
It's significant, but we have moved on, and it's part of the process towards normality. The same thing happened in Belfast Council a few days ago, so it's all part of the process of normal politics.
Is that something that was discussed on a party level, or?
It was something that we discussed locally. It wasn't really a big deal, so we're quite happy to accept it from the outgoing mayor.
So some people listening to this, Mayor McClintock, might want to know who Hilary McClintock is, because you are reasonably new, as you were saying earlier to me, to the political world. So maybe we'll play a quick game of Mastermind. Mayor McClintock, your subject is Hilary McClintock. Do you have any family?
I have two daughters and I have three grandchildren, and they're all here tonight, and my husband and my mother, and a lot of other family members here tonight as well.
Where does Hilary McClintock live?
Originally from the West Bank, and like so many others, left the West Bank back in 1968, moved to Strathfoyle, and have been, as I say, in Drumhoe now for 25-ish years.
What work experience does Hilary McClintock have?
I started off in the civil service, like many others. Whenever my children were young, I gave up full-time work, went into the playgroup sector because it suited the family, and then went on to work as a classroom assistant in Belmont House School. And after doing a bit of studying, then I went on into Waterside Area Partnership to work with communities. That was a great experience. So then it was a natural step from that to move into politics.
Are you prepared to be the most photographed woman now in Derry and Strabane?
We'll have to get used to that, won't we?